with the children, please? You may be seated. Will the children please come forward now for a children's moment?
Well, you sure are looking sharp this morning. Well, good morning. Glad to have all y'all here with me this morning, with us. The other day, I was at the house, and when you leave your house and you're going to be going somewhere for a while, what do you usually do? You know what you do to your house when you're leaving and you're going away for a while? You lock it up. Sure. You knew that, didn't you? That's right. That's what you do. Well, the other day I was at the house and I wasn't going anywhere and all my stuff was inside and I walked out and I just reached around there and threw in that switch and locked the door and there I was, locked outside. By the time it shut, I thought, uh-oh, I done locked that door. But I had to test it anyway just to make sure I had really done it, and I had. And then I was locked outside. And I thought, well, this could not be good. But guess what? I had a hide key. And I knew where it was. And so I knew that I could go there and get that key and open that door. And guess what? It was there. Which was kind of a surprise. Sometimes it gets left inside too. Well, when I went and got that key and opened that door, I thought about the fact that sometimes we lock God out of our hearts. You ever think about doing that? How you lock God out of your heart? You do things that maybe you shouldn't do, or you think things that maybe you shouldn't think, and that's moving God away from your heart. But you know, we have a key to that, to let us back in. And y'all know what that is, right? Prayer and faith. As long as you have the faith and you know how to pray, you can always let God into your heart and let Him guide you through your life and help you do the right things and think the right thoughts. So, just remember, like me, whenever you get locked out, it's not always locked for good. There's ways to let God back into your life and into your heart. Okay? Amen. Thank you all for being here, and I believe now we're going to have a little prayer.
Yep. And when I get through praying with y'all, I want you to stand here just a minute because I got something I want you to do for me.